Are you aware that tomorrow, Wednesday, October 17th, marijuana becomes legal in Canada?
Yes.
Do you know how much you can legally have in your possession?
You just said 30 grams?
Yeah. Do you know that buying from past dealers is still illegal?
Yes, I heard off the RCMP Facebook post that it's illegal.
Okay. And that there are special shops that have a license to sell it?
Yeah, I heard you need a prescription.
Do you know that it is illegal to smoke outside in public, like alcohol?
I didn't know that.
How do you feel about the legalization of marijuana and its effects on society?
I myself don't care for marijuana. I've never tried it and I don't plan on trying it after it's legalized.
Like, how do you feel for people, especially like underage kids, the workplace, families in general that have trouble making ends meet?
I guess I don't care for it because I had a bad experience with my stepdad and my mom. Their marriage fell apart because he smoked too much weed and he lied to the whole family about it. I myself at the time was only 8, so I think marijuana has bad effect on underage kids for sure. Bad, poor impacts. I don't know about the workplace and for families in general that have trouble making ends meet. I guess weed would be one of those non-essential things, so it would be like wasted money if you're just trying to make ends meet.
Okay. Would you like to add anything else?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
How you may be help me to go me October 17 and me take go a sickle look at marijuana. Maligat sati ho malitaw lalik to Canada me.
Ah, day ma. To sa mga lain na liga ma. Nalaw tikot. TV kudu takun na hata sunga. Nau kudu inak na da lima me ilo nani. Taman na ukhalaw daw limat. Kayo si ucaw lal ni nganit. Ti tatay ko a iswat sa yukut. Ufarulu ni piulu atu me. Maligat sa liutid. Hangedit sa si mamata. Kayo si uci ho siutik. Aulay hata gyanu. Tay kuringa sikawilu kanning.
Ah, ammalo. Taman na kanuk isumagiban.
Hanuit tuya palung ita ka imak ilangani tusa matitaw hatta ka ma ane asiutit angipalay hatta mata hanimalama itunik ufalo solo arthritis iyo ufalo rheumatoid need iyanik ay tuisong mata maliyat sa ni malitwa o di tay maakay hatta palay mata hanuit tuya palung ito ane aningin ni kay mamik tay ma pitari tisong palay mata kita hanuit riyaw lang ni mata ama ane asiutin no tay ma pikoya lahat sa ni ang yutaw si mayun
ammaluhanu ipinevin ta ko maligat sa tigo malitaw gali sulu si karilo kan sulu at tuisong mata sugo sino ammalu sulya kapani tamat sa mamit sano o kakalakaya kibin
ima sulu imi alui piakulu ilu tay mga suanit aulay tayo hat na mata ulapit si hatta sutik ilangi ngoyunik tita ilatay ko maligat sa liuti hanuit sa lungi mata taman na kayo si ucho sama hanuit pato yalong ito tapata kinaw yanik sulu atulu kapang ito apata tay ko nung atuin na nihit sa si hatta to aotik akilit sa mini akilia hatta lutik pit sa mini pihatta pata hanuit to yalang miyo amma
amma lukaw yung mabin hat sini pisisungo yung halamang tay ko ni nga 9 minutes sa mini si Karilo kan ni.
Okay, tay ma tusok siya si malungi yung asuli mana hat sini sunarulo ni akisuti yung pisi yung kasungo lamang nga hawis si malungi yung nga.
Damat si Muhammad sana ukagayala kung magpipit sa kabuti Rosina.
Ima tay ko inosit siya iturit siya sa animot na nituin na yuit Canada me isamangit suit ikayawa sa hataningin ni ilagi ngoyunik ima tay mat sa na imma ha piyut sa lung kalwasutik ilang itiot ikayusong mata hani mayunik ani yunilo ni tay ma ani utaw si mama kita ima kagusit utaw si mayuk niyo fikolo ilo amma tita lalim mata taman na kita hanuhi yaulong ni mat ima kipinia mga ikayusong utrapat inunik ufano aksulo at sa tumikin o yamini atulukang ni tapat hanito ya palong ni mili amma.
Amalo na kumingay Rosina isumagiyan ni ukakaw kabi amalo ulumi ulukat siya na kutinay.
Maria ngay.
At sunay.
At sunay.
Are you aware that tomorrow Wednesday, October 17th, marijuana becomes legal in Canada?
Yes.
Do you know how much you can legally have in your possession?
No, I'm not sure about that.
Do you know that buying from past dealers is still illegal?
I assume that it would be, yeah.
Did you know that there are special shops that have a license to sell it?
Yes, and I wondered about that here, like if there would be anything, what the closest place would be, you know, if it's Goose Bay or if there would be something here. It is Goose Bay.
Did you know that it is illegal to smoke outside, like alcohol?
No, I didn't realize that. I would have thought that there might be some places outside where you'd be allowed to. I didn't think that you'd be allowed to just walk down the street and smoke it or anything like that, but I figured maybe.
How do you feel about the legalization of marijuana and its effects on society?
I think it's probably a good thing. I expect it'll be good for the economy, for Canada and for, you know, the provinces as well. I think there's lots of tax money that the country can make and can use in today's world. It sort of doesn't make a whole lot of sense for it to be illegal, I don't think, now, you know. And then also I think that it's probably better for people to have their own choices about what they can, what they use or not, you know. So I think that I definitely lean towards legalization of most things, I think, and it seems to work in other parts of the world and so on. And this seems to be a, just being not allowed seems like a really sort of old-fashioned way of dealing with things like this.
Age kids, the workplace, families in general that have trouble making ends meet. So can you speak of like what you said just now?
Okay, yeah. So like how it would impact each of these groups, hey?
Yeah.
So I think there's always a risk that you know, substances can impact each of these groups. I think that it's important that it be regulated, and it will be, I guess, you know. So I suppose children can always get into things that they're not supposed to get into. But I hope that, you know, parents will be, you know, responsible about where they keep things and so on. And I think actually having it legal is probably better so that if, you know, if parents find themselves in trouble in relation to marijuana, at least they're not going to end up in jail. They can probably get help easier if this is a legal substance rather than something that's controlled. And then the other groups were
the workplace.
Oh, in the workplace, yeah. I don't think it'll have too much of an effect in the workplace because you're not allowed to use any kind of intoxicating substances in the workplace now anyway. So I think that'll probably be all fine. That's my expectation. I don't know how that'll work for people who work on like oil rigs and things where they do these kinds of drug testing. How that, if it affects people over the long term in ways that might be problematic, I'm not sure about that. But generally speaking, I think that it should be fine workplace-wise as long as people are not. People who are going to have problems with that are probably going to have other problems with other substances as well, you know? So probably no worse than things are now. And then when it comes to folks who struggle to make ends meet, again, I think you're always going to have probably some issues with people making smart choices about what they should spend money on and so on. But with marijuana in particular, my understanding at least is that it's not a super addictive substance or anything like that. So I don't think people are going to have the kind of feeling of need for it in the same kind of way that they might for other things, you know, maybe even much less probably so than for like alcohol and things that are already available, you know. So I think you know, we'll be okay as a society as after tomorrow.
Yeah. And did you have anything else to add?
No, just that it'll be interesting to see how all this stuff works out. I'm sure there's going to be some hiccups and things like that, but it'll be cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.